Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 775, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday. You made it through another week. Welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions and I answer them for you. If you want to send me a question, come by oldpodcast.com/ask, or you can call in your question. The number is 61 I love OHD. As I always say, I want this to be a place where you can learn the truth, where we cut through some of those myths. And I try and do that by looking at what the actual research says. What do the data say about your particular question? A quick refresher about my credentials specifically. I have my doctoral degree in public health with an emphasis in chronic disease prevention and nutrition. I also have my master of public health degree with an emphasis in health promotion and health education. I'm also a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified health education specialist, and a certified exercise physiologist through the American College of Sports Medicine. So with that, let's hear today's question as we optimize your life.
Hello, I just wanted to say thanks for all your podcasts. They're really interesting and I enjoy listening to them. And my question is on sleep. So there's a lot of controversy on how much sleep we really need, with the average being around about 7 to 9 hours for an adult. So I was wondering what happens if you sleep, or you happen to fall asleep on the sofa for 2 hours, wake up and get yourself to bed, and then fall back asleep. So overall you've had 8 hours sleep, but you've disrupted it 2 hours within. Do you know if this has any bad impacts? Thank you.
Thank you for your question, caller, and thank you so much for listening. I'm so glad you enjoy our family of podcasts. Now, I can actually relate to your question. My family has taken pictures of me asleep on the couch in the evening. This usually happens after a particularly long week, and usually the pictures do include my cat resting on me while I sleep. He likes to leech my body heat when I'm sleeping. Luckily, this idea of me falling asleep on the couch late in the evening doesn't happen all that often. This is because, as you mentioned, when this happens late in the evening, it can impact the quality of your sleep. And when sleep gets interrupted, it can lead to other potential negative health effects. Taking regular afternoon naps, though, I want to be clear here, can promote health. This is because when you nap, your body's not preparing for that 7 to 9 hour hibernation. But if you fall asleep on the couch near bedtime, your body might think it's hibernation time. It's preparing for you to sleep for 7 to 9 hours. And it's this long, deep, restorative sleep that our bodies need so badly. So if you interrupt it by getting up and moving yourself to your bed, it may influence the overall quality of your sleep. As human beings, we have 2 stages of sleep that our bodies fluctuate in and out of throughout the night. There's the rapid eye movement, or REM phase, and the non-rapid eye movement, or NREM phase. To make things just a bit more complicated, the non-rapid eye movement, or NREM phase, actually has four stages, where stages 1 through 2 are what we would call light sleep, and stages 3 through 4 would mean the person is in deep sleep. Now, when someone is in stages 1 and 2, the slightest sound might wake them up, but in stages 3 and 4, it may be harder to wake them up. And stages 3 and 4 are most important for our health. And in case you're wondering how scientists identified these stages, they had people come into sleep labs where they hooked them up to these machines that read their brain waves and body temperatures while they slept. Now, that's just NREM sleep. REM sleep is also important for feeling our best. For most of us, it takes about 90 minutes to get to this deep REM sleep. Now, overall, we need a minimum of 7 hours just to allow our bodies to go in and out of all of these stages of NREM and REM sleep. When that happens, we wake up feeling refreshed. But when that doesn't happen, that's when we may not feel as refreshed and when we may start experiencing negative health effects. Okay, phew, so huge digression there, I know. So why did I bother explaining all of that? Again, it's because to truly understand this concept, you needed to know some of this background information. What we're learning is that when there are interruptions to the progression of these stages, our hormones begin to change. These hormones range from those related to stress to those related to appetite and even growth hormone. In fact, researchers have discovered that fragmented sleep may be more important than sleep duration for regulating our appetite, meaning if our sleep gets interrupted, we may end up eating more the next day. Some researchers believe that this happens because the body is somehow trying to compensate. By increasing food intake, we're trying to promote sleep. Sleep researchers have also found that interrupted sleep can increase stress hormone levels in the blood. An increase in stress hormones can lead to other not so great health effects like increased fat storage, particularly around the abdomen, decreased sensitivity to insulin, which may increase the risk for developing type 2 diabetes, poorer brain functioning, and a poorer working immune system. Other researchers have found that disrupting sleep for even just a few seconds leads to a temporary increase in heart rate and blood pressure. The body thinks that it's time to wake up and tries to get your heart rate and blood pressure back up to the levels it normally experiences when you're awake. So, if sleep gets interrupted over and over, this increase in blood pressure may become permanent. This is one of the reasons why it's been theorized that interrupted sleep may lead to high blood pressure, also known as hypertension. But here's the deal. All of this news doesn't sound great, I know. In fact, it can be pretty distressing. But if we start obsessing over the minutes of sleep we're losing every night, that's probably going to cause you to lose even more sleep. So, what I recommend is this. When you start to feel sleepy, move to your bed before you actually fall asleep on the couch. Now, I get it. Sometimes getting off the couch to tuck yourself into bed may wake you out of that sleepiness you were experiencing. If that happens, have a snoozy time book on your nightstand, you know, the one that's not super interesting, and then start reading. That should get your mind and body back into sleep mode, and hopefully you'll hit that deep restorative sleep in no time.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thank you again so much for the question, caller. You'll be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book. Now, if you want to send in a question and be in our raffles, it's super easy. Just come by oldpodcast.com/ask. You can record right from your computer's microphone. It's really easy, and you can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Both methods are in this episode's description, which you can find at oldpodcast.com. Thank you so much again for listening every day. Thank you for being a subscriber. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you back here on Monday, where your optimal life awaits.